I was inspired to start this show in somewhere that doesn't get a lot of visibility, okay? I was inspired to start this show in somewhere that doesn't get a lot of visibility. Philadelphia. Philadelphia. Did y'all know that Philadelphia had a black woman mayor? Here's my first question. Why is it that there are no good women mayors in the United States of America that I'm aware of? Certainly not large cities. Certainly not major cities. Are we doing ourselves a disservice by not having good female mayors? I looked down there in New Orleans. I looked over in Los Angeles, even in the smaller cities like Dalton, Illinois. And then you head over here to Philadelphia and the mayor is nowhere to be found after we have a mass shooting. Can somebody name a good, I mean, I seen what Lori Lightfoot did over in Chicago. Can somebody say, the DC mayor is one also? Can somebody tell me and name me a female mayor of a major city that is doing a good job? Just a question. And listen, I'm open to being wrong. So just name her for me. Name her for me. Name me a female mayor. I didn't even say black. I don't care if they black. I don't care if they white. I don't care if they're... Name me a female mayor that is doing a good job in the United States of America of a large major city. Everybody quiet all of a sudden. Don't get quiet. Tell me where they at. Where they at, though? And y'all, now y'all want to start making them governors. Y'all see what Kathy Hochul and Gretchen Whitmer is doing over there in Michigan and New York City, right? No. Don't tell me Gretchen Whitmer is a good one. I live here in Michigan. I live it. No, Michelle Wu is not a good mayor. You're not going to sell me on it. Nope, I know who Michelle Wu is. That's why they brought her forth before Congress to testify and ask about why she was trying to advocate for and let so many illegal migrants inside of the United States of America. You don't even know her name, Brittany. What's her name? Zero. So you telling me, because I've seen Shang Tsung over there in Oakland, they ousted her. With all of this diversity, equity, and inclusion, you telling me you can't find one good mayor that's doing a great job? Donna Deegan in Jacksonville, Florida. Okay, I'm a researcher. In the meantime, this is what's going on in Philly, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you hit a like for the algorithm. It feels good to be back in the studio. Make sure you hit a like for the algorithm. Subscribe to the channel and turn on your notifications. Let's get to it, y'all.
The big story on Action News tonight is the urgent search underway. Philadelphia police working to find what they believe are the three gunmen behind last night's deadly mass shooting in Fairmount Park.
That sounds like a horror movie, y'all. Honestly, that sounds like a horror movie. Are y'all hearing this? Listen to this.
Last night's deadly mass shooting in Fairmount Park.
That could be a video game sound. That could be a horror movie sound. That could be a horror movie. Are y'all hearing that nonsense? Ain't y'all tired? Aren't y'all tired? Y'all not tired of all of this? Is this normal? We used to seeing people scream and hearing machine guns and stuff go off. They don't even call it mass shootings in the hood no more. They just call it drive-bys. That's how much they've normalized it in your communities. They don't call it mass shootings. They call it drive-bys. Remember, if it was labeled as a mass shooting, it was national news. coverage everywhere, helicopters flying everywhere. We got to find the culprits, send them to jail. Why aren't they getting a chair? It wasn't no free t-shirts, free this person t-shirts or nothing like that. They labeled it a drive-by, not because of what happens, it's because it desensitizes you to the severity of the situation. Mass shooting versus drive-by is way different. Way different. That's crazy, bro. That's insane.
That utterly horrific recording, now part of the police investigation into the chaos that played out just after 10:30 last night as hundreds gathered on Lemon Hill Drive. When the shooting finally...
How y'all gonna celebrate people that gave up their lives for this country by killing people that's a part of this country? Y'all don't even know why. Y'all got off on Memorial Day weekend. The weather got warm, and then y'all start killing each other in the name of those that's fallen on for the behalf of this country.
He stopped. Two victims were dead, nine others wounded, all ranging in age from 15 to 28. Today, the police commissioner vowed to deploy even more officers as the summer season gets underway. And an outraged mayor said the city will not be held hostage. We've got team coverage tonight. Walter Perez standing by with reaction from the family of one of those who died. But we begin here with Action News reporter Annie McCormick live at police headquarters. Annie, you've got the latest on this now sprawling investigation.
And Brian, at this hour, Philadelphia police have not identified any suspects. We do know that they are looking for at least three shooters. They did recover 21 shell casings from the scene that appeared to be from three different weapons.
This video is being used in the investigation and shows the mayhem as reports of people shot started flooding in around 10:30 last night near the Lemon Hill Mansion. It's a popular area just a short walk from Kelly Drive and Boathouse Row in Fairmount Park. 11 people were shot, including two who were killed, now identified as 23-year-old Amaya Devlin and 21-year-old Mikhail Bowers. Three of the shooting victims are teenagers, ages 15, 16, and 17.
This is a heinous act of violence.
Y'all got to stop telling me about how y'all care so much about being respected by other communities when nobody, and I guarantee you, listen, nobody is tripping. How do I know that nobody is tripping? Because nobody is going to tell on the person that did it. Nobody is going to sit there. Y'all don't stand up for nobody. Y'all brothers, y'all sisters, y'all uncles, y'all aunties, y'all everybody. Everybody is absolutely lives is upended by it. And y'all are making sure that y'all stand on a code that ain't even meant for you. You know who the people that's doing all of the worst crimes in your community. You could have done preventative maintenance and we want to sit here and hold. They'll sit here and say, oh, you a bootlicker. Oh, you a sellout yourself. Because you would rather let your auntie, your uncle, your nephews, and your sons die at the hands of people that you already know got switches as a part of the community and doing some of the worst things. You will help them, the escaped inmates, they will help them evade capture for some of the stuff, the most heinous crimes that they did in the community. And then they will sit here and tell me that I'm a sellout, that I'm a coon, that I am against the community because I think that these people need to go to jail and they are protecting them against justice. That's why I don't care about people's respect. I don't care about, you know, whether or not people like me. I don't care. I care about whether or not people are going to survive through the night and if they're going to be able to see their sons or their daughters the next day. I care more about your daughters and your son than you care about your daughters and your son. This is unfortunate. This is very much stupid.
Investigators believe that rapid gunfire came from a semi-automatic weapon equipped with a switch, a small device that transforms a semi-automatic weapon into a fully automatic handgun.
This was war time ammunition.
Philadelphia police had a presence in the park for a majority of the day and evening, with officers at the time of the shooting nearby, about 75 to 100 feet away, helping to clear out parkgoers.
They hear the gunshots, and as a result, they responded and they started taking those who've been shot to the hospital. We've seen time and time again where individuals do not heed the fact that police are there and still will engage in this behavior.
Bethel also addressed the department's response moving forward with big events like the Roots Picnic this weekend.
Starting this weekend, we will develop a deployment plan that puts us into the park, not to be going after permits and that type of activity, but more importantly, to keep up with the intelligence.
And Brian, at this hour, Philadelphia police not releasing what they think the motive could be. They are asking for anybody who has any video to send it to them. For now,
do we need to try to figure out the motive, or can we pretty much figure it out for ourselves? Do I really need an investigator to figure out what the motive is? When have we ever had a reasonable excuse to go and hit somebody off with a switch and do a mass shooting and shoot everybody up and kill everything and everyone in there? You ain't got to worry about Ukraine. Little Haiti is right there in the backyard. Barbecue is right next door. He live right next to you. He waiting for you to leave so he can climb in your window and rob your crib. He's setting you up. What's going on? He speaks to you every day that you come outside. All he got to do is get hungry enough and he climbing in your window, or he robbing you, or he going to set you up. 100%. 100%. Man, I got so many stories of things that I've seen and experienced when I was younger. I have so many stories of things that I've experienced and seen since I was younger. Anton, hate black culture. Absolutely. I didn't know that that was a secret. I've been saying that for years. I didn't know that that was a secret. I absolutely hate it. This is what it looks like. Black culture is not the celebration of your ancestors and going and representing and acknowledging what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma. None of that is black culture. We don't see none of that. Ain't none of that. None of that. Doing great for the community, going out and planting flowers, doing great things and building with each other. I don't see none of that. You know what I see? Switches, hood rats, fake baby hairs that you can buy from Amazon from China. I would journey to believe that the ancestors, your ancestors that y'all say that y'all love so much, I would be willing to bet that they would be more happy with me than they would with you.